This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Ron Nessa sitting for Scott Henin today. Got a traffic alert for you. Just a note, into Minnesota, in the east end of our neighborhood, I-94 eastbound is closed in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, at milepost 52 due to a crash and then a subsequent arrest. So you can understand what probably is going on there. All traffic is being diverted off at exit mile marker 50. Exit number 50 if you are eastbound heading towards the Twin Cities, so to speak, through Fergus Falls area, 994. You're going to be dealing with that shortly, but not for much longer. All right, Ron Ness in for Scott Henin. This is What's on Your Mind.
Well, thank you very much. And one thing that you do benefit from when you're a guest host this show once in a while, the in-between the segment sessions, you solve a lot of world problems with the crew that is assembled here on a daily basis. So thanks for that, gentlemen.
You bet.
It's all good. And and what's talked about between the segments stays between the segments. Is that right?
That's why, well, and they do the after the show, so you can get kind of a taste of that. But maybe we need a between the show.
That's how you get invited back. Zip it up, boys. So
making a subscription thing there, so we can charge confiscatory rates, as El Rushbo used to say.
Senator Warner, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, and it's great to be on your show. Thank you.
Speaking of wrapping it up, I'm not sure that the North Dakota Senate has ever finished that early in the first half of the legislature. I think that's just good leadership. Is that what it was?
No, I think it's legislators or senators that are restrained. We had a lot of conferences last summer, and we talked about that there wasn't going to be a lot of money and that we needed to be restrained as far as putting in bills that were going to spend money and that were frivolous. And I'll tell you what, the Senate stepped up and said, all right, we're not. And so our number of bills were down, and we did a good job of going over them. And, you know, they worked hard to get where we're at, and they deserve the time off.
Well, I think there's a lot of that is to the coach, the former coach who's their leader, has got them all thinking and talking about the right side. And, of course, the House is still in today. Senator, a lot of work to be done, but, of course, they always have a lot more bills, and you're going to be seeing a lot of things over on your side. So the tables get turned in half, too. But, first of all, I think just kudos to legislative management and everybody up there figuring out how to use technology, how to operate within COVID. I think there were a lot of people that thought maybe you guys were off your rocker in terms of trying to move forward with this legislative session, even though you had a lot of important business, but very little COVID impact in terms of the legislature itself. And I know that right now in South Dakota has 8 or 9 legislators who are out with COVID. So great job by your team up there, Senator.
Well, first of all, Ron, I want to say that there's about 4 or 5 people that work for legislative council. They work for the legislature, for people that don't know what that means. But the council works for the legislature. There's a group of about 5 individuals that do the technology, and they've done an outstanding job of keeping the machine rolling, keeping this process going. But you're absolutely correct. I have to take my hat off to all of the people in legislative council, all of the people that came in that are part-time staff that are working in the committees, and to all of the people at the front desk, the people that are supporting the pages, everybody has done an outstanding job of embracing this technology along with the legislators, and we've made it go. In fact, is at this point, it's almost like business as usual, and so I'm very pleased, but the people of North Dakota are the winners. The people of North Dakota now can watch any hearing they want from their home without coming to Bismarck. If they want to testify, they can get in the queue and testify. So who's the winner in this whole thing? State of North Dakota, the people.
Well, and absolutely, you've somehow been able to allow the process to go on, but it's really improved the ability of people to engage and participate. And I haven't seen the numbers, but I would guess there are thousands and thousands of people watching at any minute, any given time on any hearing, and I suspect. I don't know if you've seen those numbers.
Yes, I have. John Bjornson, who is the head of the Legislative Council, has provided those numbers to us, and we have a huge number of people following it, people that would not be able to get into the hearing rooms and hear the testimony and hear the hearing on a particular issue. Our hearing rooms are quite small. Therefore, when we have a big issue that comes up, we always moved it to the Brendhild Haugland room or whatever to accommodate. But sometimes that didn't even accommodate. Now we have people watching and are interested in the process that never would have been before. Again, I think that's great that people are involved in the process.
Well, let's talk about what issues North Dakotans have interest in, and maybe in the first half in the Senate, what are the two or three issues that you think came out of the Senate that got the most attention from your standpoint?
Well, first of all, I think that one of the big issues that a lot of the Senate spent some time on was coal-fired generation. Of course, we're all concerned about Coal Creek shutting down, and there is a lot of work behind the scenes to find someone to operate that plant, and we think we're close to having that. But with the blackouts that happened in Texas and further down in the mid part of the continent and in North Dakota, because our co-ops that belong to the Southern Power Pool also had to share in some of those rolling blackouts because they had to share our electricity that we have in the state. I want people to understand North Dakota was not short of electrons to service, but they had to help other people in this ISO, it's called a independent service organization, Southwest Power Pool. And so we experienced it somewhat in the state. We're concerned about that going forward. We hear about it in California. We hear about it in other parts of the country, and we don't want it to happen in North Dakota. And so one of the things that we're really wondering, who's responsible? The Public Service Commission is only as to rule or to have work with the IOUs. They have nothing to do with the co-ops because the co-ops are membership-driven. But when we talk about our IOUs, the utilities, we say who is responsible if we have a blackout? In other words, with the renewable energy, are they backing it up so that this doesn't happen? When the wind doesn't blow, when the sun doesn't shine, do we have firming or backup power to take care of that? And, of course, we're very concerned about that. And what we're looking at is who's responsible, the utility, or is it the independent service organization, which coordinates the use of the electricity that is produced in the state? A lot of people might not know what an ISO is, but it's like a stock market. The electrons are put into the market, and then they're distributed out. The bottom line is, in the end, if there's a rolling blackout, I can tell you who the people are going to be talking to. They're going to say, where's state government? They're going to hold state government accountable. Therefore, I think we have every right to be concerned and to make sure that we have backup.
So I think you're referring to the bill that you and House Majority Leader Chet Pollard sponsored and came out of committee last week and was passed. What specifically will that bill change to ensure that there is a firming reliability standard provided?
Well, right now we're looking at other possibilities, but in the bill today we had it amended. We took out the stick part of the, the kind of the threaten them that they won't get subsidies or they won't get this or they won't get that. We took that out. Right now it is a reporting mechanism that we expected the utilities to report what they have for backup. So at least we have an idea that's out there. it's really an assessment of their assets and what they're doing to back up their renewable energy. So at this point, that's all it has in it. And you know what? It's a good start.
As you said, a lot of bills related to that subject. It seems like most of them, at least in the first half, were pretty well watered down, per se. Anything that you see coming over that has a lot of interest from the House side on this topic?
Well, I don't know about on that topic so much. There's a couple of bills, but some of them got changed so much that, again, it's all about, trying to support the lignite industry. As you know, the new administration doesn't have much time for fossil fuels and especially lignite, but you know, actually, we do a good job in this state of making sure that we have clean energy.
Senator, we're going to jump to a break here, and we're going to come back and dial into some of the other big issues coming your way in the second half. We'll be back after these messages. You can call us at 1-800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550 if you have a question for Senator Rich Wardner.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Thanks for joining us. It is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. You know, forever, H.A. Thompson & Sons, heating, air conditioning, hot water heating, I mean, propane, natural gas piping, residential plumbing, all of that. But one thing they're working on now that's really unique is this, you heard about this Remy Halo LED deal that they've got? And with Corona going around and other airborne viruses, they get into your house, they get into your business, H.H. Thompson & Sons, happy to announce that as of October of last year, this REME Halo system has been independently verified by real-world tests. Take care of the COVID-19, 99.9% of it in your air. How about that? With this system, man, you don't have to worry about the mask business. Find out more at H.A. Thompson & Sons website. It's hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Ron Ness in for Scott Hennin on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you, Kevin. We're going to continue our discussion with Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner. Senator, we got a question text into us, and it has to do with the executive powers. I assume it's the executive powers of the governor. And when has it been addressed, or when or why not? And I think from my standpoint, there were a number of bills on the House side of the chamber that were addressing this in the first half. I know a bill passed earlier this week that would limit the governor's any authority to require a mask. But did you have anything on the Senate side related to that?
Well, we sure did. We sent a bill over to the House that limits the governor's ability to do executive orders. He can do executive orders, but they're only in place for about 30 days, and then he's got 60 days to call the legislature back in to weigh in on it. That's basically what the two do. There's one coming from the House over to the Senate. There's one coming from the Senate over to the House. And I would just like to say at this point, some of the executive orders that everybody is upset about, they aren't there anymore. People talk about the mask mandate. There is no mask mandate as far as the state of North Dakota is concerned. And some of the other things like businesses and stuff like that, those have been relaxed to the point where the businesses are back in business. So we're looking at going forward, and we do have a bill from the House that's in the Senate and a bill from the Senate that's in the House that deals with the governor and executive orders.
Senator, some of the discussion around the Capitol has been that there might be a tremendous amount of federal COVID relief coming back to the state again. Would the plan be for the legislature to be able to call itself back in, or that would mean you'd have to leave yourself some days, or would you allow the governor to call you back in to address issues that you guys feel are necessary?
I think we're going to take care of it ourselves. We'll make sure that we'll be able to bring ourselves. But remember, we're only limited to 80 days, and that's in the Constitution. So we need to put something on the ballot to change that. We're working on that. But right now, we expect the legislature to be weighing in on any huge sums of money coming from the feds. You know, I think we did a pretty good job under the current system taking care of the COVID CARES dollars that came before. But going forward, we want the whole legislature to be involved and not just the Emergency Commission and the budget section.
Senator, let's jump to the Legacy Fund. You were a decade ago, you were part of the group that helped put together the Legacy Fund, get it passed by the people of North Dakota, now $7 billion. And again, if you think back to one of those things, you know, I remember talking about this in the early 2000s, and if we had done this, we'd had a couple hundred million dollars, and now we have $7 billion, which we know ultimately oil and gas pays for half of the tax revenue of the state of North Dakota. We're going to need money down the road because the oil wells all decline over time. But what do you see as the two or three big initiatives moving through the process at this point?
Well, there's no question that there's a lot of people saying that we need to utilize the legacy earnings. Everybody is pretty much in agreement to leave the legacy principle alone. And so as we go forward, the issue is using the legacy earnings to benefit the state of North Dakota. And there's a lot of ideas out there. Some people want it to go to infrastructure. I'm one of those. I think we've got a lot of infrastructure. And we're also looking at doing some bonding because the cost of servicing bonds is so low. It's less than 2%. It's about 1.6, 1.7. You could service bonds. And we've got projects out there that we're going to do. We're going to do. It's just a matter of time. But inflation is a lot more than the 1.6 or 1.7 servicing the bonds. And with the legacy earnings, we do have a dedicated stream. We can use some of it. We don't need to use all of it, but a small portion of it can be used to service those bonds. So we're sitting in a good shape that way. I just want to remind those people who are saying, oh, there they go, bonding, spending money. It doesn't come out of the general fund. The general fund is left alone. So this gives us some real flexibility in meeting the needs of North Dakota. And that's what we're trying to do with the legacy earnings. Take a look at what we meet the needs. Now, in all fairness, there are those that say, eliminate income tax. I don't agree with that. We've already cut the income tax from 2009 to 2015. We cut it 48%. We also have taken over a lot of property tax funding from schools and social services. Now, should we continue to work on lowering property taxes and income taxes? Yes, but completely taking them away, I guess I don't agree.
Well, Senator, I think there's a lot of other things out there that we know play into this. I've got an interview with Fox News later this morning about DAPL, and, of course, the importance of DAPL to the state of North Dakota. That's 570,000 barrels of oil a day that travels to the Louisiana Gulf of Mexico. That's $500,000 a day of tax revenue to the state of North Dakota, because you know that oil is going to have to go on rail. We're going to get a lower price for that oil, and ultimately that lowers the tax rate. So, but the good news is oil's up another $1.20 today, so $63.15. So that might help fill some of the buckets that you've been so instrumental in creating over the past decade.
Well, Ron, and you bring up a good point on the DAPL pipeline. We have figured it out. There will be a decrease in revenue to the state of about $160 million if we have to close down that pipeline and start shipping by rail or other means. So yeah, that's critical to us, and we're watching that very carefully. We're hoping and praying that pipeline continues to operate.
Senator, you've got a couple other bills coming over. The House approved the recreational marijuana yesterday. Any thoughts on that? I've also got a caller here from Golden Valley, the Stand Your Ground bill that came across from, I think the House passed that the other day. So two big pieces of legislation coming over. We've got about a minute left here.
Well, we'll be taking a look at those. I will just make a comment about the marijuana bill. You know, I'm not for expanding that, but I also understand that if we don't, it'll be put on the ballot, and then we will have absolutely no control over it. So it's probably best that the state puts that into play, that we have some restrictions and regulations. And as far as standing your ground, I happen to believe that you should be able to stand your ground.
Senator, thanks for your time today. Keep up the great work and get rested up. You've got a big second half to come.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with a wrap-up half hour in just a few minutes. Thanks.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Detailed information on a Johnson & Johnson candidate vaccine for COVID-19 raises no safety concerns, according to the Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee on Wednesday morning. The FDA is holding all-day meetings Friday to review the data and is likely to give the okay within the next few days. Dr. Fauci tells NBC News the one-shot vaccine looks very promising.
The results were interesting because it was conducted in the United States as well as South Africa and in Brazil. It was quite effective. effective. Overall, it was about 85% effective, and there were no hospitalizations or deaths.
Johnson & Johnson has agreed to provide Americans 100 million doses of its vaccine by June, including 20 million by the end of March. After a one-car crash Tuesday morning, Tiger Woods is awake, responsive, and recovering from leg and ankle surgery. Tiger is recovering at Harbor UCLA Medical Center south of downtown Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's What's On Your Mind, Wednesday edition. Ron Nissen for Scott Henin today. Scott tomorrow and Friday live at CPAC in Florida. We're brought to you by our friends at Advanced Business Methods, online at abmnow.com. When it comes to office equipment, document management solutions, we're talking printers. If you have a few options these days, you should always look at ABM. Talk to them. They're local, number one. The answer is simple. Top of the line office equipment and superior service locally. You're not getting some service center in, you know, wherever when you call. You're getting local people to take care of your needs. You know that hackers can get into your office systems through your printers? No idea until ABM worked with Art and got us all set up here. Locations in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, North Dakota. Online at abmnow.com, abmnow.com for all of your office production, printing, and document management solutions. Go to ABM.
Closed circuit
now.
To hackers, by the way. If you try to get into my printer, yeah. You're not going to get much.
Yeah, right. Mine either. They can do that.
Just saying.
If you
have
no
get,
idea
that something out of my printer, you go right ahead because I can't seem to get anything out of it. But
I did get a text, guys. I quickly got to just pass it because a couple of friends said, "Hey, I need the PetroServe lunch specials because that's how I know where I'm going to go eat." So, I know, right? I know. Okay, here's the thing. Today, Wednesday, Valley City, Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Harwood's got Chef's Choice. West Main Avenue, West Fargo has the Swedish meatballs as well. Country Fried Steak, 12th Avenue North and over in Newland. Tater Tot hot dish today at PetroServe USA.
There, I knew somebody would have Tater Tot hot dish.
Yeah, helps somebody with your lunch plans. All right. Ron Nessin for Scott and another What's On Your Mind.
Thank you very much. We had that was a great discussion with Senator Wardner. You know, he is so on the ball. And you talk about a guy that contributes so much of his life, and he's so passionate about the work he does for the state of North Dakota. And he's been a great leader in the North Dakota Senate, and he's got his eye on the ball, and he's always working, and he's got a plan. So going to be interesting to see what they come out of some of the legislative session with. So we are looking for Kathleen Sagama. You guys, you got her on the line yet?
Daniel's working on it.
I did reach out to her. So, you know, she's on Mountain Time, Todd. You know how that works sometimes? You just can't quite make that conversion.
Every time I book a show out there, I got to be careful about, okay, wait a minute now. Your 3 o'clock or my 3 o'clock? Which
And then there were there was a bill in to allow us not to go on transition with the time changes. Of course, that would have just made it even worse. So, Kathleen, are you with us now? Oh, I got the wrong got her text message here. So, couple of interesting follow ups with Senator Wardner, and again, people can just go to you can just Google the North Dakota Legislature, and you can find the video on there. You can put in any of the bills that are talked about or discussed, and you can go back. You can watch those videos. You can watch hearings. So as things move into the second half of the session here. If there's a topic out there that you're interested in, please get the bill number, and that will just lead you right to what you need to know about that particular topic, when they're going to meet, when they're going to discuss it, when the hearing is. If you want to register online to testify, you can certainly do that. And so it's, as he said, it's they have improved the process throughout the difficult and challenging times, but they moved forward and got it done. So the number that he talked about, and we'll be discussing that with Senator Hovind in a minute here, $160 million impact in the state of North Dakota if the DAPL pipeline is shut down. And, of course, that's 10%. So the other 90% is the economic impact to all of the value chain in terms of producing and transporting that oil and all of those things. So the reality is,
pardon Ron, me? Have you heard, I mean, can he do that? I mean, can Biden, I mean, if he decides he wants to pull out his pen, is it just as easy to do that with DAPL as it was with the Keystone?
Well, the permit is right now in the hands of the Corps of Engineers, and there's a judge, a district court judge in Washington, D.C., that really has the ability now to say, are they operating with an invalid permit, and should the pipeline be emptied? And of course, the pipeline's been operating for 3.5 years.
Ugh.
Efficiently, effectively, every day, moves that product reliably to the best market in the world for Bakken oil, and just can't imagine having to shut that pipeline down. So ultimately, if it gets back to the Corps and they can begin, they can sit on that permit for all, you know, for as long as they want to, if it gets to that point. So, Kathleen, do we have you this morning?
Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning.
How's it going?
Well, we're doing great in Bismarck, North Dakota. How are things in Denver?
Oh, just great.
Are you guys working your way out of the COVID shutdowns in the Colorado?
You know, I think we are. I think we are. You know, not perfect, but we're getting there. I think better than some states, that's for sure. I'm glad I don't live in New York or California.
Well, we've always got a spot for you in North Dakota, Kathleen. So Kathleen is the president of the Western Energy Association. Her organization represents oil and gas industry across the West, New Mexico, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, North Dakota. And Kathleen, we had a question yesterday, and I'm going to start with that. You've been involved in oil and gas issues and in the federal landscape for a long, long time and done a lot of tremendous work, but the question was, does the Biden ban on drilling and leasing on federal lands, is that really a big deal? Because can't you just go drill somewhere else?
Well, you know, as much as we'd like to in the West, wouldn't we like to just avoid federal lands completely? Because they take too long, they have too much red tape, there's too much legal uncertainty. We'd love never to have to go on federal lands, but that's just not the reality in the West. I mean, you look at pretty much every producing basin in the Rocky Mountain West, including, of course, there in the Williston, you can't really avoid federal lands or federal minerals at some point just because of the interlocking ownership. You have lots of laterals in North Dakota, and even if you put that well on non-federal lands, if it happens that two-mile lateral, if it happens to hit a small patch of federal minerals, you get sucked into that whole federal process. Your well is in effect considered a federal well, even though it's primarily producing non-federal minerals. And I know you know all this, Ron, but, you know, that situation has played out throughout the West. And in other areas like the Powder River Basin in Wyoming or the Permian Basin in New Mexico, the federal lands predominate, actually. So there's quite a bit of federal surface and quite a bit of federal minerals. So you really just can't avoid federal in the West, except maybe the DJ Basin, the Denver-Julesburg Basin here on the Front Range of Colorado. But that's about it.
One, I think the other thing from a North Dakota standpoint, the first well drilled in the North Dakota grasslands was in 1954. And we have been partners in, of course, that's extremely important to the Western counties, the communities, the school districts, and the federal treasury. We forget, if the feds decide they don't want you drilling on federal lands, what kind of money are we talking about just in a loss of the treasury? Plus, I believe it's about 22% of the entire U.S. oil production comes off federal land. So the decisions that they're flippantly making in the, you know, the first week of the administration, pretty big decisions. And I know you guys have filed a lawsuit. Some of this just goes against all of the historic practices and policies in place.
Well, not only that, but it goes against the law. And that's why we filed our lawsuit within 5 minutes of President Biden signing the order banning leasing. I definitely think that President Biden doesn't understand the impact of his decision. But, you know, he's got climate change activists in the Interior Department who do. They understand these issues. And they have an interpretation that we're going to challenge in court. But really, it's pretty cut and dry. The Mineral Leasing Act requires quarterly lease sales in every state like North Dakota, Montana, Colorado, Utah, where there is interest in developing federal minerals. So we like our chances in court. We filed in Wyoming, and we actually pulled an Obama appointee. But he's Wyoming through and through. He understands the law. He follows the law. And, you know, unlike some judges like you have in Montana and Idaho that feel that they can rule on issues in states that are outside of their jurisdiction, we have a judge that indeed is an Obama appointee, but he, you know, he looks at it from a practical perspective and what's on the ground. And frankly, the plain language of the law is in our favor. So I like our chances. We're going to move forward with that litigation. BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, has canceled basically all the quarterly lease sales across the West. And so we have our causes of action, and we're going to drive forward with that.
Well, the other concern that we have in North Dakota, Kathleen, is we've worked so hard in terms of reducing natural gas flaring, and our capture rate is about 94% now. But, of course, if you can't get a federal permit for drilling, you also can't get it to put a pipeline in, and you virtually can't get across North Dakota without crossing federal acreage, putting those pipelines in. So it really is contrary to what they're trying to achieve. And I'm looking at the report, the study that came out of Wyoming across the West, looks like about 58,000 jobs. Billions of dollars in revenue, and I think in North Dakota it's around 9,000 jobs, because you take all of those jobs off the table for those rigs that would have been in here. It's not just federal lands, it's private lands with a federal mineral underneath the private land. So it affects private landowners, private mineral owners, the state of North Dakota, our state superintendent of public instruction, along with other superintendents across the country, have you know, sent a letter to the president, our governor, I think it was 16 different governors. So we've got a question from Jim in Fargo. Let's take that on the Green New Deal.
Hello.
Hey, Jim, we got you. Let's move right. Quick.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that if the government's going to push this on us citizens, taking us off the grid of fossil fuel, they should try it first on all their federal and governmental buildings. And let's start with Washington, D.C. first. Let's see if they can run on solar and wind power.
Without, you know, that's going a great idea.
Knock yourself out, then. I wish
Let's have them operate on intermittent sources of energy, because then maybe there'd be less coming out of D.C., and that would be a good thing for the country overall.
Yeah, I mean, they talk the talk. Let's see them walk the walk, you know?
Well, Jim, I think you're onto something there. We've always said, you know, I have no problem with you not liking fossil fuels, but it all starts with you not using them. No, I mean people that are adamantly that just want us to end fossil fuels. I'm all for that, but it starts with you. So you know, whoever that is out there, just have at it. So if you're gonna be of that mindset, let's move forward.
Yeah,
Kathleen, we're gonna have Senator Hovind on here. Jim, thanks for your call. Kathleen, we're gonna have Senator Hovind on here in a minute. We're gonna talk about his discussions with the Secretary of Interior yesterday and other issues regarding North Dakota's coal industry and the Great River Energy coal facility plant. So Kathleen, thanks for joining us today. Keep up the great work.
Thanks for having me on, Ron. Take care.
All right. We'll be back with U.S. Senator John Hovind in just a few minutes.
There's hot tubs and there's hot spring spas. They're the same thing, but they're not. Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me what's different about Hot Springs.
The absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things that determine whether you use your hot tub a lot or not at all. And we want you to use it because we know when you do, you're better.
Hot Springs Spa is hassle-free. That's what I'd say about it. I have one. You should, too. Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. Online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters of Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
If you're filling up at PetroServe USA, you're saving money. Simple as that. Find a PetroServe USA near you. Marathon, Senex, and PetroServe USA branded gas, so they're always getting you the best deal. But the red, white, and blue PetroServe USA is what you want to look for. Plus, you'll get home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, the 4-for-4 deal every day, all day. PetroServe USA serves you hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two cookies and a drink, four items for $4. All day, every day, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. With our clearance sale going on right now. 4x4s, all-wheel drive SUVs drastically reduced. For example, a 2017 Chevy Traverse LT, $22,800, $322 a month. You've also got Acadias, Enclaves, Terrains, Yukons, and Sierra 1500s. And nobody pays more for clean local trades than your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. What's in your mind? And Ron Ness in for Scott Hennin.
Thank you very much, Todd. We're going to wrap up the show here this morning. John Hilbin, are you with us today?
Greetings.
Well, greetings to you, and great to have you on the show. We got a quick segment here. I'm just really glad that you joined us this morning. So, tell us about what's going on in the Senate Energy Committee this morning.
Right. Well, we've got our Senate
Senate Energy Committee working right now on appointments. Both the Department of Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, who I work with as a governor, know her very well, and am working very hard to get her commitment to work with us and help our coal-fired electric industry. As you know, we're working on Coal Creek. And also, we're working to advance the carbon capture and storage. And, you know, we're leading a nation there, leading the nation. And so I put a lot of effort into things like 45Q and other things that can help us lead the way forward. And I'm working to get her commitment to help us do it. And then the others, we're working in regard to the appointment of Deb Holland, who's been nominated for Department of Interior. And that's really important because of DAPL. And I'm trying to get some commitments that that Interior will work with us on DAPL. That's, you know, incredibly important to our state, incredibly important to our country, Dakota Access Pipeline. And actually, Three Affiliated Tribes is a huge, as you know, Ron, huge oil producer, 300,000 barrels a day just on the reservation. And Dakota Access Pipeline is incredibly important to them and to their, something like 90% of their revenues to fund, you know, everything from health to education and the other things that they have their Three Affiliated Tribes. So really important issues in terms of energy, and not just important for our state, as you well know, Ron, but we're an energy powerhouse for the country. So this is incredibly important for our country.
Well, and certainly that Bakken oil that makes its way down to Louisiana and gets refined and feeds back to our nation is critically important. And, you know, you're right, 60% of the oil produced on the Three Affiliated Tribes goes into the DAPL pipeline. We had Senator Wardner on this morning. He says the analysis from the Senate is that shutdown of DAPL would cost the state of North Dakota $160 million in the next biennium. So your comments to her yesterday are getting a lot of attention across the state. We appreciate that. We know you and others have been working really hard on Coal Creek Station and the importance of keeping that open. It was never more evident than last week.
Well, I put it in terms of cracking the code. And you were part of, along with many others, cracking the code on the Bakken, developing directional drilling and making it happen. And look what that's meant, not only in terms of jobs and growth for our economy, but look what it's meant for our country in terms of energy security and energy independence and all the things we've developed in terms of better environmental stewardship and everything else. So we've cracked the code on the Bakken. Now let's crack the code for coal-fired electricity on carbon capture and storage. We're ahead of everybody. We've got the legal and the regulatory structure in place in our state where we can do it. Other states can't, and we're EPA approved. And think what that would mean, not just for us, but for the country. And so that's why this is stuff that's going to not just be a big deal for North Dakota, just like the Bakken has been and continues to be. This is all about us being an energy powerhouse for our country, and it's about job security. It's about a growing economy. And really, Ron, as you know, energy security is national security. I mean, when you think about the Middle East, you think about Russia, you think about our adversaries, energy security is a huge part of national security.
Well, and I think you're exactly right. The consumers are demanding a cleaner form of energy, and North Dakota seems to me to be poised, whether it be ethanol, whether it be coal, whether it be the Bakken, whether it be wind. You've been a champion of everything we can. We need to produce, and we need to find markets for that, and it seems to me like we can do that. The House of Representatives passed House Bill 1452, which would add more research and innovation into the energy sector. And I guess in your discussions with those Secretary of Energy, Department of Interior, please extend an invitation to them to come up for our Williston Basin Conference and get a tour and see what we're doing up here. I think that would be the best opportunity to showcase how we think we're doing it right for the country and the world.
That's right on. No, I've talked to all of them, including the gentleman that's up for EPA, all of them, about getting them out to North Dakota. And you know, that's the thing, is we're leading the way forward with, in terms of the technology curve, which means not only more energy, but the best environmental standards. And look at our oil. We have the best. It's the light, sweet crude versus some of the dark, heavier crudes. We have better environmental standards. You know, so again, it's about North Dakota leading the way forward. And you're right. Anytime we can get these guys out there to see what we're doing, you know, it really does help.
Well, we think your questions of the Department of Interior nominee, I think, were spot on, and we hope you will continue to press on behalf of North Dakota, which we know you'll do. So thanks for that.
Yeah,
are those going to get nominated today and confirmed this week, do you think?
Well, we'll see. Obviously, as you know, I have concerns, like we've gone through and that you saw in my questions. I'm trying to get commitments. In terms of Dakota Access Pipeline, though, huge, huge priority. And
all right.
You know, we're working out all the time, and we need
thanks
to
for joining us. Thanks for joining us, Senator, and thanks to everybody for our listeners this couple days here. We've had some great discussions. Todd, thanks for your help today. Great to have you.
Hey, glad I can stick around today.
Yeah, so am I.
Hi, this is Stacey Bosser, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Bosser, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.